Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. The statement is also on behalf of FIAN, FIDH, YesYourNet, and CITSE. And I will focus on Article 12, Mutual Legal Assistance and International Judicial Cooperation. First, we were very happy to hear the proposal just made by Panama, or the suggestion to include provision to consider cases where states are not party to the LBI for this particular part of the future LBI on mutual legal assistance and international judicial cooperation in the same line as the Article 87.5A of the Rome Statutes. We think it's a very important proposal and suggestion. We also suggest adding language in regards to mutual assistance and cooperation with other entities, such as international organizations or agencies within the European Union, for example. In regards to more specific subparagraphs now, and in particular Article 12 4B, we think there should be a more explicit obligation on states to prosecute if they do not extradite. So this would be in line with the principle of aut dedere, aut judicare. We note as well that language from the previous draft on ordre public has been improved. So in article was the previous article 10.3. However, we note our concern in regards to this Article 12.9c, where recognition and enforcement may be refused if contrary to the ordre public. This exception may be especially problematic in regards to state-owned enterprises. It is also unclear as to why certain human rights abuses would not be covered by the treaty as under Article 12.10a. So we think this should be clarified and rewarded. We also note that Article 12.10b seems to be inconsistent with Article 7.2. State must not withhold information key to corporate accountability. And so, in other words, we are concerned that according to this article and subparagraphs, the second revised draft LBI allows states to refuse to provide necessary legal assistance to initiate and carry out effective, prompt, thorough, and impartial investigations, prosecution, judicial, and other criminal, civil, and administrative proceedings in relation to all claims covered by the LBI, including access to information and supply of all evidence at their disposal that is relevant for the proceedings. So this provision should be removed as it is contrary to the duty to protect and fulfill the right to information. Let me finish by your last word on some of the statements we heard by some delegations against Article 14.5. Some of my colleagues from civil society will respond to that in greater details, I guess. But I think it's very concerning for us to hear this in the context of a negotiation within the framework of the UN Human Rights Council, and we shall only remember the UN Charter for in that context. I thank you very much.